Hi, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, broadcasting live from UBC, located on unceded Musqueam territory. I'm your host, Nina Panini, and this is Deliberate Noise. Debbie Friday is a Vancouver-based electronic musician who makes intense, dark dance tunes. Her debut EP, Bitch Punk, is amazing, and her new album, Death Drive, is even more amazing. And as great as her recordings are, I highly recommend seeing Debbie Friday live because her performances are mind-blowing. From Death Drive, here is Debbie Friday with the song Good and Evil on CITR 101.9 FM.
I'm going to go to the next one.
You just heard Your Eyes by Xsoftus from their album Hollow Ritual. Xsoftus is playing this Friday, November 8th, along with Guppy, Apollo Ghosts, and Oblomov, and that's for the Music Waste fundraiser show, which they're calling Autumn Waste. So money from the show goes toward the annual Music Waste Festival. So go to that show this Friday, see some great bands, and support an awesome local music festival, Music Waste. Before Xsoftus, you heard Mannequin Pussy with the song Fucaw, and that's from their album Patience, and Mannequin Pussy are from Philadelphia. And at the top was Debbie Friday with Good and Evil. You're listening to Deliberate Noise on CITR 101.9 FM. I don't know about you, dear listener, but personally, lately I've been wondering about farts and which other species of animal fart. Is it just humans? Turns out it's not just humans, and many animals fart. But there is one mammal that does not fart. See if you can guess which animal that is, and stay tuned to find out. This song is called Gretel by Alex G. You just heard Fly Ball with the song Am I Building from their album Ahem. And before that was The Lean Over with Forward and Back. This is Deliberate Noise with Nina Panini, and I am now joined by my very special guest, Claire.
Woo!
Hey, dude.
Hey.
I don't know if you missed the very start of that song that we just heard, Flyball. Uh-huh. I just love the first line. It's, thought I liked you because I liked your band, and I liked your comics, and I liked your friends.
Wow.
It's like, I don't know who wrote that, but we have a lot in common. So, welcome. Welcome to the show.
Thanks. Great to be here.
I posed a question you may have missed at the start of the episode. I asked, can you guess the only mammal that doesn't fart?
Yeah. Tara Raja, obviously.
No. Think again. Do you have an actual guess?
A second guess? A mammal? I feel like there's no reason for like cetaceans, like whales and dolphins, to fart.
I don't know about that, but the answer I have in front of
me.
Sloth.
Whoa.
Or sloth.
Sloth.
Sloths don't fart.
Why are you saying it like that?
The person on the animal channel says sloth.
Sloth.
Sloth. Yeah, their digestive system is too slow. So they they poo like you, Claire, only once every 3 weeks.
Wow.
And so if gas is accumulated in their intestines for that long.
Oh, that, yeah, I know that feeling.
They would blow up.
I know that feeling.
Like they would actually blow up.
Yeah.
You
don't know what I do on the weekends.
Sloths don't fart. Instead, their farts get reabsorbed through their intestines into their bloodstream. And then respired out the lungs, so they literally have fart breath.
Nice.
Hopefully you don't have that. Oh, I like it. This Friday, November 8th, there's a show, as always, usually on Friday, featuring Twin River, Mr. Merlot, and our favorite band name, Milk.
Yeah. Yummy.
That's at the Clubhouse, 238 East 1st Avenue. So let's listen to a little bit of music from that show. I'm going to play, I'm already playing, Twin River. And the song is Hesperus from their album Passing Shade. Unfortunately, it's not called Passing Gas. That would have been great. All right, here's Twin River, and if you like what you hear, check them out this Friday at the Clubhouse.
Thank you. to be me, never meant to be us. Never meant for all of this, never meant for you to love, never meant for you to trust. So I'll take my time next time, and I'll do it right. And I'll take my time. Take all the words that you said when you brought it back from the ground. It really waters me down.
Cherry Pie by Ponytails.
Yummy.
Yummy. If you liked that.
Or if you like Cherry Pie. Sorry.
Yeah. No guarantee about Cherry Pie being there, but on Saturday, November 9th, you should go to Redgate to support CITR's music department. They're having a fundraiser, and you can hear Ponytails, who you just heard, as well as Sleepy Gonzalez and Kylie V at Redgate. Saturday, November 9th, show the CITR music department some love. Right before that, I played Vagabond with the song Water Me Down, and from their self-titled album, which I am currently obsessed with. Okay, Claire.
Yeah?
It is toilet seat cover time.
Yay!
Today, I will be reviewing... Do you have a bathroom you want to review?
No.
Nothing special?
No.
This weekend you didn't visit?
No.
Your butt didn't take any visits to?
I mean, no.
Nothing good? Okay. Well, I'll just go ahead then. I went to the rumpus room.
Ooh.
So it used to be on Main, like 12th or something, but then it
11th.
11th, yeah.
Yeah.
But now it's where the foundation used to be at 7th.
Yeah.
And somebody was like, hey, I just went to the bathroom, like, you should go check it out. And I was like, cool. And it had a nice, I'm going to say I liked the entrance to the bathroom more than I liked the bathroom. It had these like saloon doors that like swung open.
Yeah.
Which is fun. You don't see those.
Were you wearing your Western outfit?
I was not.
Sad.
I know. But that's just fun. You don't see those like too often. So it's like a gender neutral washroom. You swing open the doors. There's like two toilets. And everything's pink. The walls are pink. There's a big mirror. The floor is bright yellow.
Ooh.
Kind of alarming. At first, you're like, is there pee everywhere? Just kidding. That's just me. I noticed that the latch on the door to close the stall doors.
Wow.
Hefty latch.
Great security.
Yeah. Felt very secure in there once I got that all locked up. Toilet nice and low to the ground. You could hear the music playing pretty loud.
Okay.
And
good music?
Decent music. They're playing kind of like, there were some pops and like post-punk, some cliche stuff, but some good stuff. It was a little on the loud side. Overall, decent bathroom. However, the flush was pretty weak.
Mm.
And there was no plunger. And like as I,
yeah,
like,
this is a bit of a thing for you now.
Described last week. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like aware now.
Yeah. You notice.
I do notice. So hesitant to poo at the rumpus room. But I would.
Okay. Good.
Yeah. Cover today. I think you'll recognize this song. It is a Tears for Fears. Wait, is that how you say it? Tears for Fears. Have I never said that out loud? Tears for Fears. Cover. What a weird name.
It doesn't
name.
Make any sense.
Never thought about how weird that name is. Okay. The song's called Head Over Heels. And it is covered by Japanese Breakfast. And it's like slowed down and it's really nice and mellow. Let's have a listen.
I'm lost in admiration. Been curious about the intersection between art and science? Then come check out Collisions Festival, an art science festival happening at Vivo Media Arts Center from November 8th to 10th. This year we'll explore the theme of invasive systems through collaborative art science works. The festival will feature visual art, multimedia installations, and interactive experiences, including a robot arm that creates paintings. Student prices are available. That's November 8th to 10th at Vivo Media Arts Center. For tickets and more information, visit curiositycollider.com. Love podcasts? Do you wish you had the skills to make one? The Vancouver Podcast Festival returns this November 7th to 10th with some of the most popular podcasts from across Canada and around the world. You'll be able to meet the creators and voices behind hit shows like Dirty John, Thunder Bay, The Illusionist, The Secret Life of Canada, Red Man Laughing, and Dark Poutine. You can also sign up for masterclasses to learn from podcasting experts, attend free panels and live recordings at the VPL, or visit Podfair to participate in a meetup, grab a coffee, and converse with fellow podcasters and fans. For more information about tickets and student discounts, visit vanpodfest.ca.
That sounds good.
Playing your favorite songs for 13 years. The morning what? The morning after whatever you did last night. Live music, local talents, and music you won't hear anywhere else. The Morning After Show, every Tuesday, 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
AMS Food Bank. Your access to money during the studies at UBC will most likely be limited, but it is a priority of the AMS Food Bank to ensure your access to food is not. The AMS Food Bank provides emergency food relief 7 days a week for all UBC students. To volunteer with the Food Bank or for inquiries about how to take advantage of the services provided, contact them at foodbank@ams.ubc.ca. For more information, find the AMS Food Bank on Facebook or feel free to visit anytime across from the Wellness Center and Sprouts.
Yeah.
That was Industrial Priest Overcoats with the song Isolation. And right before that, Sylvia Rath with the song Holy Water. And those are both from the Agony Club sixth mixtape that just came out. Agony Club continuously puts out these mixtape along with these little magazines of various local musicians. So check out Agony Club. I found it on Bandcamp, and then you can probably find it elsewhere. Cool, you're still listening to CITR, 101.9 FM, and special guest Claire is going to give us a couple more fart facts about animals, because I'm not done talking about farts.
Yeah.
Never. Done.
Our whole lives.
I found these. These are from a book called Does It Fart? A Definitive Field Guide to Animal Flatulence.
A field guide.
Field guide by Danny Rabbiotti and Nick Caruso. So Claire, you're going to share with us some marine animal fart facts?
Yeah.
That's kind of your deal?
So herring, which are small fish that actually live around Vancouver, they use farts to communicate with each other and so that they can stay close together in the dark. Don't know the exact mechanism, but very innovative. Also, manatees hold on to their farts to remain buoyant in the water, and they are known to fart before diving from the surface. So it's easy to spot a constipated manatee because they will be swimming with their tails up out of the water, unable to expel the buoyant gas from their behinds.
That's just beautiful.
Yeah. Imagine that.
Yeah, you finally see a manatee in the water, like, and guess what? They're just trying to fart.
Mm-hmm. That's, the only way that you would see one.
Yeah. Just their butt, really.
Yeah.
Beautiful. We're going to get out of here, because right after this, Sydney is going to do another awesome fill-in. So before we go, I'm going to play one last song. It's called So Sad, So Sad. And that's kind of how I feel about being plunged into darkness for the next 4 months, thanks to daylight savings being over. Maybe one day that won't be a thing anymore. But for now, So Sad, So Sad. This is by Varsity. Tune in again next Monday for more Deliberate Noise. And thank you for listening. Bye.
Bye.